Thanks, Germany. Any other comment? Okay, that will be removed. We have another point, but we will get to it in a while. What we would do, seeing that it's a recommendation and we're trying to get it to the point of an adoption, for adoption as a final standard, we will go over section by section just to make sure it is correct. And we won't go over line by line, but section by section, a subparagraph. So we look at section one, a definition of produce. Any comments? Any observations? Okay. If there are none, we go to section two, provisions concerning quality. If there are none, we go to section 2A, minimum requirements. If there are none, okay. Any comments on minimum requirements? If there are none, we go to the whole produce. The section highlighted, sorry, the section indicated on the screen. Still part of the minimum requirements. If there are none, we go to the other section, B, moisture content. Any comments? Okay. If there are none, we go to section C, classification. If there are none, we go to section D, color classification. Yeah. I think the square brackets should leave there because this is how the trade does it. Even it's an initial product, but the kernel is supposed to have a color requirement.
So we remove them.
Remove the square brackets. If there are any more comments, any comments? If there are none, we go to the other section. Provisions concerning sizing. We have the denominations, the dimensions in both metric and imperial system. Any comments? If there are none, we go to provisions concerning tolerances. Any comments? Okay, If there are none, I'm not seeing any online, any comments, any hands on, up online as well. So we go to provisions concerning presentation, uniformity. INC, please.